Simon Mendalid, Isra Shane Betfilin, Sifalif. Calls Manjit Filin, but Rosh Rabbi also Lishan Bem. Whenever he's wearing his Tfilin, Shavyan Shal Rosh is not allowed to sleep with him. Filin Shane Sarai, even temporary sleeping, because he may not watch over his body, he may pass gas. Elo, Iminiach Aleim Suda. But if he covers Shal Rosh with a piece of cloth, and his wife is not with him, then he can sleep with them, a temporary sleeping. This cloth is not clear what its purpose is. Some say it's to make sure his head is covered while he's resting. Shouldn't be Begili Rosh. Now, Koponim, there's another Chiddush, that even though there's a din that you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the Tefillin, we have to say, as the Mishmur brings, that we hold that the Iker problem of Hesach Das is not to involve in lightheaded things. But just to doze off, even though he's not thinking about it when he's dozing off, he's not in a lightheaded situation. Okay, to the voice, how does he set himself up for this Shenus Arai? Anichu Roshu Bein Bilkov, Hu Yoshu Beyoshin, he shouldn't be sleeping laying down. He says, he should be sitting down and put his head on his lap. That way he could be assured that he won't sleep a full sleep. How you feeling Kruchim Beyodah? If he has the tefillin wrapped around his hand, mutalishin bem afilashen iskeva, which is not actually wearing them, and they're just wrapped around his hand and they're not in the right position. So he could sleep a full sleeping over there because he's not wearing them. And we're not concerned they're going to fall because they're wrapped around him. But if moksim biyodo, if ain't kruchim biyodo, he's just holding them in his hand, then it's also lishin bem afilashen iskeva. You're not allowed to sleep even in temporary sleeping because the concern when you doze off, you'll drop them. Ramok continues, they'd be chiddush. He says, if they're in the bag, then you're allowed to doze off even though you're holding them. The idea behind this is that since, even if they fall, it's not such a major issue because it's in the bag, therefore we're not concerned that it will fall. McGrain says that this bag that has to be the size of a tefach, and then it's considered a chatzitza between the tomb and the floor underneath it.